Hey, this is Captain N, and you are listening to Pixels in the Animation.
Welcome to episode 85 of Pixels in the Animation. I am, of course, TV's John Mike. Joining me is TV's Mr. Neil.
Want a chili dog?
No, thanks. I don't eat freeze-dried foods.
Oh, God. They look... I keep meaning to say this, but those chili dogs look so gross in these cartoons.
They do. I think the only thing that looked edible is when he was eating... when Tails was eating the hot dog by itself without the chili on it at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we are back once again for another week of Sonic Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. We've got, as I said last week, Boogie Mania. Submerged Sonic, Boogie Mania, Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, Robotnik Jr., and Full Tilt Tails this week. Kicking it off, Submerged Sonic. Robotnik is after the power gems from the city of Submergia in the Labyrinth Zone. Is the Labyrinth Zone part of one of the games?
It's in the first game, I believe.
Okay, I never made
it's the worst level in the first game.
Okay, well, I never made it past Green Hill, whatever the... No, Green Hill was 2. I forget what the first 3 levels are, but anyway. Sonic and Tails are enlisted by a local citizen to stop Robotnik. The Sonic Says segment was shallow water. No diving into shallow water, folks. Learn those swimming lessons. Super Supreme Siemens, why does Robotnik love his S's?
I don't know.
And, this is basically an Atlantis plot. All it is its own version of Atlantis, except it doesn't have the city rising and falling. It's just an underwater city.
And now here's where we say, wasn't there an episode of Transformers? Yes. Moving on.
Uh-huh. Of course there was. It was called Atlantis Arise.
Oh, God.
And it was with King Nurgil. And I'm doing this off of memory, folks. Oh, my God. Atlantis Arise. One of the only reasons why I remember that episode is because Starscream and the other two, Starscream, Thundercracker, and Skywarp all transform underwater and fly.
I was going to say that. The jet's flying underwater. And I'm like, no, no. Not how jets work.
That's... the physics of that is just not sound at all.
Even for Transformers. I mean, yeah. Transformers ignores physics.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What did you like about Submerged Sonic? Anything?
I guess the animation. The animation kind of reminds me of, I don't know, something. I guess it kind of reminds me a little bit of...
the Snorks?
No, not Snorks. More like Ren and Stimpy. The animation style, I just can't place it, but it just... it has a quality of something that I remember vaguely.
Mm.
It's just that the way that one character is animated is kind of... I can't place it. I keep wanting to say Ren and Stimpy, but I know it's something else. And yeah, it's very interesting how that character is animated. It doesn't look like a cartoon based on a video game. It looks like they're actually trying to make it something unique.
Yeah.
But as for the plot of the episode, meh, no.
Yeah, no. And you got Scratch and Grounder not listening to what he's saying, and they end up screwing stuff up, like always. But, I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. That's what their characters are. But, oh, my God. Oh my god, Scratch and Grounder. I love you guys, but sometimes no.
The one bit where Robotnik tells him to raise the chair and that he goes up too far. He's like, lower the chair.
Lower the chair. Yeah.
Close it up again.
Oh god.
That part was good.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was hilarious. What was that from? What is close it up again from?
That's from 99 Bugs.
That's right. Close it up. That's right. That's right. It was the drawbridge.
Which that happens in an episode later.
Oh, that's true.
the two robots.
Oh my god. I don't know what it is, folks. We might have to stop with the video game cartoons because every week at this point, we're in the middle of August now, or the end of August, beginning of September here in 2017. Every week we've referenced either Looney Tunes, Transformers, Tom and Jerry, Woody Woodpecker. I referenced Snorks earlier, so I don't know. Submerged Sonic, I'll give it a 2. It's bad, but it's not god. It's not as god awful as two episodes coming up. Oh my god.
Yeah, I'll give it a 2 as well.
All right. Next up is that's later. Boogie Mania. So this is the standard every cartoon has to have a nightmare sequence because it's a dream machine. Dreams into reality. I feel like I've seen this before and I know exactly where I saw it. It was the Captain N episode.
Oh no.
Uh-huh.
I vaguely recall what you're talking about.
Yep. I don't remember. I remember it's a Captain N episode where Mother Brain tries to put them all to sleep and they all have nightmares and things like that. And the other thing that I can remember off the top of my head is the two-parter from Justice League, Only a Dream, where they go up against Dr. Destiny, John Dee. He becomes Dr. Destiny and he starts controlling them and he starts harassing his ex in her dreams, and they have to go into her dreams and then their own dreams to save each other. The only reason why I remember this and I'm alluding to this is because that has one of the best Kevin Conroy Batman exchanges ever. It's him going into the coffee shop dressed as Batman. It's not Bruce Wayne in a car. It's Batman in a coffee shop. Throws money down. Give me a triple. Goes out, jumps in the Batmobile, and sings Frere Jacques for like 2.5 minutes to keep from falling asleep.
Give me a triple. Now.
Rush wearing off? Good. The doctor will see you now.
Sorry, I'm gonna have to cancel that appointment.
Hungry, are you thirsty? Come to shore.
Coming here was the mistake of your life. See, the closer I am to someone, the stronger I get. I'll be able to go into your brain, even if you're wide awake.
My brain's not a nice place to be.
What's that stupid song going through your mind?
It's what's keeping you out, Johnny.
It's awesome, hilarious, and great. Anytime Kevin Conroy does anything as Batman is amazing. What did or didn't you like about this one?
This is one of the episodes where I was starting to be like, wow, this is really surreal, because what is even going on in this episode? Like, there's some leprechaun guy who shows up at the beginning, and he turns out to be one of the dreams. Like, what was that?
Yeah.
It's like this giant head guy with, like, one yellow tooth. I'm like, what the hell? Where did this come from? He's like, again, a character that just jumped out of Ren and Stimpy and showed up in this episode.
Yeah. You know, if they had given him a green hat and a green outfit and, you know, had him hunting some cereal, it would have been a little bit better.
The kids are always after me Lucky Charms.
Charms. Oh, it's so good. I might even throw a Lucky Charms ad in here somewhere.
Oh,
Boogie Mania, it was okay. It was worse than Submerged Sonic. I'm only giving it a 1.5.
Yeah, I'll give it a 1.
Okay.
Yeah, the Sonic says is about getting enough sleep. I almost wanted to sleep through this episode.
I almost did.
my favorite episode. The back of my eyelids.
That's right. Absolutely. Up next is Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. This was actually this was actually written by Gordon Bresic, and the last episode was written by Roby Gordon. And even before that, Submerged Sonic was Bob Forward. How the hell? Oh my god.
Our old nemesis.
Oh god. Now I almost want to watch Beast Wars. So yeah, Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. Robotnik's attempt to turn Sonic into an old man with his newest device backfires, turning him and Tails, and then later Robotnik himself, into babies. Now stuck in a daycare, the infantile Sonic and Tails must try to keep Robotnik under control while Scratch and Grounder attempt to get him back. The Sonic Says segment was all about tumble dryers. Don't go tumbling around in the dryer, folks. It's just for clothing. My first thought with this episode was three men and a baby. That was my first thought.
Mm.
Ted Danson, Tom Selleck, and I forget who the third guy was. I should know this, but I forget off the top of my head. This one was just, oh god, it was just so cliche and so bad. I'm sorry, it was. There was nothing in this.
This is another episode where I feel like I've seen this before. And I just can't place it.
Super Show. Super Mario 3, one of those.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Oh, they are taking plots from the Super Show.
Yeah. I think it was Super Mario 3 because they had the it was the lady that they went to Brooklyn. Plump babies as plumbers? What are you talking about? Oh my god. And then Koopa became a baby himself. Yeah. Yep.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. So we're going back to almost 4.5, 5.5 years ago now, folks. It's like we're reviewing Super Show all over again. Not that I would put either one of us through that.
No.
I like certain episodes of Super Show, but I'm glad that's way, way in our past. Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby is nothing to write home about. 1.5 only.
I'll give it a 1. I just couldn't wait for it to be over. I thought it was kind of funny, like the robots trying to break Robotnik out and getting hurt every time. That was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was kind of funny, but not enough to save this from a better rating.
Yeah. Oh,
boy. I don't know. That's just crazy. All right. Robotnik Jr. is the next episode today. Robotnik constructs a robot son in order to help him with his conquest of Mobius. Robotnik Jr., however, is inspired by Sonic and helps him thwart his latest plan. The Sonic segment says segment was the trouble with peer pressure, which this outside of, what did we say? Tails in Charge. Mm-hmm. Outside of that and outside of Snow Problem, this one is by far the best episode of the series. When it comes to lesson, when it comes to comedy as well, but when it comes to the lesson itself and actually giving a character not necessarily developments, but something to motivate them towards and something to actually show them without actually hitting us over the head with a lesson about peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love this episode. The fact that it's Ian James Corlett as Robotnik Jr. is amazing. Because you need a voice that is higher and deeper and higher enough than Long John Baldry's deep voice for Robotnik to kind of offset them. And a little Robotnik lookalike going around and little smaller versions of his floating ship. That was just hilarious. That was great. Oh, what did you like about this one? Anything?
It was pretty funny. For the entire episode, I kept thinking that, boy, this is sure reminding me of Kubert Farnsworth from Futurama, the son of Professor Farnsworth that he basically makes in a lab. And then, I wasn't too amused by this episode. It had its good points. It had, the one part where they go outside and Robotnik Jr. looks at, the egg flying thing that they have, and he goes, "Let's steal it," and he goes, "But it's yours. Let's steal it anyway."
Yeah,
that was funny. They went into video game territory one time. It was like when Sonic gets thrown down into a hole. Basically gets locked in, like, I don't know what you would call that. Like I guess it'd be a sewer system. I don't know.
Dungeon.
But yeah, it's like a water dungeon, and he. And in order to survive, he's sucking in the air bubbles. I'm like, oh god, don't!
They had to throw something into the game. They had to throw something from the game in there.
But the whole point of this cartoon seems like they don't have to do that. It's yeah. Like, I was even thinking at that time, like, wow, this cartoon does not have to rely on the game. It just kind of survives on its own. That's awesome. And then they did that, and I'm like, oh god, damn it. I thought that was kind of lame, but otherwise it was a decent episode. When they tried to trap him, you know, they were trying to chase him into some sort of containment area and lock him behind the doors. I'm like, oh, this is starting to remind me of a Bugs Bunny cartoon. There's at no point in the cartoon where Sonic ever really thinks he's in trouble. He's just like, oh, let's see what this is gonna be. I'm gonna escape anyway.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Abso-friggin-lutely. What are you going to give Robotnik Jr.?
I'll give it a 3.
Wow. I'm going to give it a 5. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was great. Alright. Lastly up today, we have Full Tilt Tales. Oh, boy. I was half expecting the pinball world to come back.
Yeah.
Robotnik makes chewing gum that makes the consumer as fast as Sonic. Robotnik gives it to Grounder, but he loses it and Tails gets a hold of it. Oh, Lord. The Sonic Says segment was how smoking is bad. Mm-hmm. Alrighty then. Yeah, really, I thought this was going to be like a pinball machine type of episode. It was not. Like when somebody yells tilt, we all know it's a pinball reference. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the Bugs Bunny Looney Tunes joke of, you know, numbers, kind of one-sided, isn't it? kind of thing here. I think Tails in Charge or whatever the one, is that the one with him getting into the... Is that sorry, Ronnie's Freezer, I tell you? The one where it's the... Oh, Pseudosonic. Pseudosonic with him being the robotic Sonic is a better way for him to live out his dream of, you know, being his hero, which is Sonic the Hedgehog. This was just strange.
Mm-hmm.
This was just weird. The fact that Speedament gum... I'm sorry.
Bad pun.
I am sorry, Robotnik, but there is no way in hell you're going to get any Hot Twins to advertise that gum whatsoever.
Oh, God.
I love the Double Mint Twins. I don't care what anyone says. What else?
Oh, wait, that's
yeah, juicy no, fruit. That's the juicy fruit. Come on now.
It was an episode. I don't know. It's like some of these episodes, they just seem kind of generic, and it's another empowerment episode for Tails. We've had two of those already.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more, but it was okay. I kind of like the idea that the gum got stuck on his shoe, and that's like he didn't really understand that's what happened.
Yeah.
And God, there was something that happened in this episode, and I just forgot what it was. I don't know. I should have written it down.
Oh, it's what do I have here? Oh, okay. So,
the end.
Yeah,
the turtle.
Yeah.
Oh, Speedy.
Oh, Speedy. Yeah. How many of those did they do?
Oh, I don't know. I think there was at least two.
Mm.
There was the original Tex Avery one, and I think Frizz did one.
Yeah, because I remember the original one, and then I remember one where he ends up calling all his family.
Yeah.
So that might have been, I don't know which is which, but with this, the one thing I noticed in this is they keep calling him an orange fox.
He's clearly brown.
He's clearly brown in the cartoon.
He is orange in the
games, yes. In the games, he is orange. Absolutely, yeah. He is. But in the cartoon, he's completely brown.
Someone forgot to show the scriptwriter the color keys.
Yeah,
like,
apparently.
Look, he's brown.
Yeah.
Change that.
Yep. Full Tilt Tales is about average. I'd say 3, maybe.
Yeah, I'll give it a 3.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break and come back to close the show after this.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so flighty.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but gonna find chaps our size.
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com and be prepared to feel like a kid again. Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
The Powers of Grayskull series will cover every episode of all four Masters of the Universe cartoons. Join Optimus Solo and myself, TF2 and Mike, as we tell tales of Eternia, discover the myths of Etheria, become masters in space, and finally masters of Grayskull. We'll have a commentary on the Secret of the Sword film and a few other special episodes. You can find this 125-episode-long podcast in iTunes and on the web at geekcastradio.com. By the power and honor of Grayskull, we all have the power.
Yeah, I hope I didn't miss anything exciting.
Dacian, the superhero webcomic. Dacian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, comedy, mayhem, and more, read it now at Dacian.com. Dacian.com.
Hey, Sonic, wait up!
Civilization. Boy, I thought we'd never find it.
We are back, and yeah, these episodes kind of went downhill. I did very much enjoy Robotnik Jr. I do think that's the best episode of today. I think that's almost the best episode of the series to this point. But, I mean, those first three episodes were... We both gave Submerged Sonic a 2. I gave Boogie Mania a 1.5, you gave it a 1. Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, same thing, 1.5 and a 1. I gave Robotnik Jr. a 5, you gave it a 3, and then we both gave Full Tilt Tales a 3. So, started off bad, went to kind of good, and then ended up mediocre in the middle? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, you can find us on Twitter. I am at TFU and Mike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network Twitter updates. What is your Twitter?
P. Lynn Bailey.
Find us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. You can also check out Neil's Facebook over there, raving.hipster.
Yes.
Next time around, we've got the Mac Hopper or the Machopper. I don't. It looks like Mac Hopper to me.
Mac Hopper, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing this to me?
We've got Mama Robotnik Returns, Spaceman... Go ahead.
The return of Caitlin Robotnik.
No, you did not. No. Bad Neil. Bad. That's just...
Maybe that's her name. I don't know.
And now all as I'm thinking is, Ace, I need to talk to you over here for a minute. Anyway. Oh, Lord. We have Spaceman Sonic. Apparently, Mad Mike, the bear warrior. I don't remember my spirit animal being a bear, but okay. And then we all head down to the last resort. Wait, didn't they already do the last resort? He just did. Anyway. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with...
TV's Mr. Neil.
Tune in next time and help us find the pixels in the animation.